Welcome to Women Got Game, where we uncover untold stories of extraordinary women in sports across Northwest Ohio and beyond. I'm Sophia Fisher, and we're going to celebrate the evolution of female athletes, coaches, and sports enthusiasts. Let's dive into a world often overlooked in the broader sports narrative. Ready to explore? Let's play. In today's episode of Women Got Game, we're going to talk about breaking boundaries and exploring the challenges and successes of women in non-traditional sports, such as women's rugby. It's a pleasure to welcome Rachel Adams, president of the Toledo Celtics women's rugby team, and Carol Kelly, the coach and vice president of the team.
Thank you for having us.
We're happy to be here.
The history of women's rugby dates back to the late 19th century, similar to the origins of men's rugby. However, first recorded women's rugby match actually took place in 1887 in Northern Ireland. So despite these early instances, women's rugby faced significant challenges in gaining acceptance and recognition. It wasn't until the mid-20th century that women's rugby became more organized, if you will. And in the 1960s and 70s, women's rugby started to emerge in the United States like wildfire, with women forming their own teams and competitions such as the Women's World Cup in 1991 and the inclusion of women's rugby in the Olympic Games in Rio in 2016. The history of women's rugby in the United States is a fascinating, complex history that intersects with decades of social, cultural, and economic history. But when pouring through the artifacts of the past 50 years, I'm just struck by the simple realization that the history of women's rugby is a sisterhood. Young women working together to overcome great odds and live as they play with courage, passion, and tenacity. So, tell us about the history of Toledo Women's Celtics Rugby.
The women's team originally started around 2002. There were several brief incarnations from then until 2006, but the team as it stands today was started in 2015, and we now also have 501c3 nonprofit status.
Awesome. Awesome. So what made you both really interested in pursuing rugby?
I was really just kind of looking for something new and interesting to try. I was going through a bit of a challenging transition in life and was just trying to keep active and in shape and find a new healthy outlet. And I ended up just falling in love with the sport and the people. I usually joke and say that I came for the rugby but stayed for the people.
That's awesome. What about you, Carol?
I'm originally from Ireland, and I started playing rugby back home. When I moved to the States, I realized that rugby wasn't as big here as it was back home. So when I got here, it was just something that I was still seeking. And when I got to Toledo, I was around 21, and I saw a flyer at the University of Toledo that a team was forming, and I went to the very first meeting. Before you knew it, we were starting practices. We played our first season. And we essentially kind of hit the ground running. Rugby was something that I kind of grew up with and around. So kind of to find it here was just something really meaningful. My friends and family back home were just really excited to know that, you know, there was a team forming in town. And each day kind of before a match, I would just kind of call my dad that it just kind of became something that was really, really special.
Yeah, no, very cool. So the positions have some interesting names like flanker and scrum half. What positions do you each play, Rachel?
So I play number 4, which is called a lock. It's the second row in the scrum. Something that's interesting about rugby, though, is that it's not uncommon for people to play various positions. So I have played in other positions during game, but that's definitely the one that I most frequently play.
What about you, Carol?
I currently play the role as our coach.
That's an important role. It is.
Sometimes. I was our scrum half. And I've also been our lock, but I'm pretty versatile as a generic forward. But I like all the positions, so
nice.
I have it.
So you talked a little bit about, obviously, you're the coach. It's a leadership role. Is it really typical to have players also be in leadership roles on rugby teams?
Yeah, I think it's a joint, team effort. So
I think it's important to have everyone kind of step up sometimes.
Yeah, I agree. And I think especially kind of at our level on a women's social team to have, you know, we're all kind of volunteer ran. So it's quite common to have players step up and take on that leadership role. I think most often you kind of start just wanting to be a player and join the team. And the more you learn about just the sport and the culture and all of the things that go into running a rugby team, you often kind of get sucked into those roles and then, you know, kind of become a leader for the other newer players on the team.
That's really cool. All right. So, hey, before we learn more about rugby in general, I have to ask you both something. Rugby players, like athletes in a lot of other sports, they often have nicknames. So these nicknames can arise from various reasons and are often a way of teammates and fans or media to refer to players in a more informal or affectionate manner. So when I was at your game, I heard a lot of nicknames. Can you share your nickname and why you're called that? And is this really a part of being initiated when you join a rugby team?
So that is true. Many of us do have kind of our rugby names or our nickname. I've been called Hippie since pretty early on in my rugby career. I don't remember exactly how it came about. I do have a tattoo of a Volkswagen camper van, and I'm pretty adventury and outdoorsy.
It, yeah.
So I think it maybe had something to do with that.
What about you, Carol?
I think when I first started
playing,
I think my only rugby nickname was just kind of my initials, CK. But other than that, people call me my name.
So it's part of that whole camaraderie, right?
Yeah.
Just keeping it fun. So, well, let's dive into it. Let's talk about Rugby 101, if you will. Can you both give us a brief overview of how it's played and just give us a general idea so the fans out there can hear what it's all about?
So rugby is played for 80 minutes. You have 15 players per side. It's a game that's pretty intense. Clock doesn't stop. It's just nonstop play. So it's always important to keep your head up, stay on your toes, but it's a game for everybody and every body type. You have two groups of players in a game, kind of like what we talked about earlier when we were talking about our positions. So you have forwards and backs. Your forwards are your strong and tough players, and your backs are quick and agile. But however, like, you can be a bit of both, and some players can play in a multitude of different positions, which is great. So it's just, honestly, it's a game for everybody.
So are the rules the same as in men's rugby?
It is, which is what makes this sport just so fantastic. We play with the same size ball as the men's team for the same amount of time, and we have the same amount of rules. So,
all right. So rugby is known for its lack of extensive protection equipment compared to some other contact sports like American football. So players wear a uniform consisting of, I guess, a jersey, shorts, socks, cleats, but there's no helmets, no shoulder pads, or other protective gear whatsoever. So it's important to note that rugby is a full contact sport, and players engage in tackles, scrums, rucks, and mauls, making it physically demanding. The absence of helmets and pads does not mean that rugby is without physicality, that's for sure, but rather players are expected to use proper techniques and adhere to the rules to minimize the risk of injuries. So I've seen you play before. It looks pretty rough and rugged. Can you enlighten us on this?
So yeah, it is a pretty physically demanding and contact-intensive sport, but we really focus on the technique and the safety. And so I think it's a common misconception that it's more dangerous because you're not wearing any padding or protective gear other than our mouth guards. But really the truth is it's a lot safer because of the emphasis and focus on safety and technique. And our main goal is to promote safer tackling. Of course, injuries can occur. It's a contact sport. You know, anything can happen. But truly, it's not any more dangerous than other sports where you see people covered head to toe in pads.
How do you balance the physical demands of rugby, though, with all aspects of life? How do you manage the balance between your training, your games, personal and professional commitments? It seems to me that after you play a game, you got to be pretty sore, and the training is never-ending.
Yeah, it can definitely be a little challenging after a game day when you've got to get up and go to work. I think we all definitely are pretty sore the next day, but it's definitely just something you kind of get used to, and it's part of the fun of it. I know on our team, you know, the majority of us are working full-time careers or have families or are in school and whatnot, so we're all pretty busy people and just like to keep busy and keep moving.
So I saw some stats per World Rugby. They say that female participation levels are at an all-time high with 2.7 million players globally. I thought that was awesome. So why do you think so many women are interested in rugby?
I think so many people are interested because it's such a physical sport that kind of allows you to get your aggression out, but it also allows you to build friendships along the way. So it's that multifaceted part of life. I think so many people kind of make connections in different parts of life, whether it's work or home, and it's just a completely different outlet that you can have. And I think people kind of see that connection that you can have with our team or with the sport and that we can have with one another, and then they kind of want to join in on that once they see that. Plus, I think that the recent Olympics were such a huge boost for our recruitment efforts. When people started seeing that rugby was played in the Olympics recently, I think they kind of were captured by it, and they were like, what is this? Like, this is amazing. And then they just started kind of like, you know, looking us up on social media, coming out to a practice, and people were just starting to get hooked. So I think it just obviously really helped our efforts.
So what do you think sets rugby apart from playing other sports?
I think that the sportsmanship and camaraderie in rugby is really different than any other sport I've ever experienced. It's a very rough and brutal game, and we're, you know, very physically aggressive towards one another on the pitch, and then as soon as the game is over, you're all just immediately friends. And when you play matches, the home team will always host the away team for a social following the match, and so you have a meal together and have some beverages, and everybody is just friends, and we celebrate no matter who wins or loses. It's all about the love for the sport and the care for one another.
So can we talk a little bit about Shoot the Boot? And since you talked about afterwards getting together, and I've been to your after the game events, and you guys all do come together. You know, the competing team stays. You're sharing food, some beverages. You're singing, you're laughing. And it is quite something to see, because everyone who's around you who's might be there at restaurant or wherever you gather, they're really taken aback by it. But I've heard the expression, shoot the boot. So please tell us about that, and if you've ever done it.
Yeah, so our post-game socials, they're lots of fun. They can get a little rowdy. We do sing songs. There's a lot of different rugby songs that are just commonly known amongst the rugby community. And it's a tradition that if you make a mistake during a song or you do some other kind of rugby crime, you have to shoot the boot, which is done a couple different ways. Someone takes off their dirty boot or their cleat, and everybody pours their drinks into it, and then you have to drink a combination of different beverages that are all mixed together in someone's dirty shoe.
Yummy.
It's a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have you ever had that opportunity or privilege?
I don't commit crimes, so.
I don't commit crimes. Sorry.
I have. But I did a ice luge through someone's crock, which I feel like is not as bad as an actual boot.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
So, it all fun stuff, though. Yeah, definitely had to mention that because I know it's a big part of the tradition, and a lot of fun happens after the game. So, how has being a part of women's rugby team really influenced your life?
I definitely think that being part of the Toledo Celtics for me has definitely brought a new sense of family away from home for me. It definitely, with me being so far away from my family, and definitely being so far away from Ireland can be hard sometimes, but being part of this team is kind of like being part of a chosen family. We're definitely all here for one another. Sometimes we see each other so much during the season. We see each other like 3 times a week, twice during the week for practices, again on the weekend for games, and then game days we see each other like all day, whether we're traveling together for the game, for the social, and we go through a lot together. So whether it's celebrating, you know, a birthday, an anniversary, you know, just being there for one another, someone's wedding, a pregnancy, you know, whatever it may be, kind of all go through all the highs and lows. One thing that we started incorporating recently into our warm-ups at practices is kind of just asking everybody what the high and low of your day was, and just kind of going around our circle and be like, hey, what's everyone's high and low? It's been like really, really good for everybody because it kind of gives everybody the opportunity to kind of just get something out into the circle before we even start running and conditioning and warming up. Because sometimes I think people kind of go through a lot and nobody even asks maybe somebody, you know, hi, how are you doing after their long day of work or maybe school or whatever they went through. And it's kind of really brought the chemistry of our team kind of closer together. And, you know, sometimes people have a good day or not so good day. And it kind of gives everyone on our team kind of that sense of belonging and knowing that, you know, there's someone on the team there that, you know, to talk to. It's kind of brought more than a sport together. It's just something really special. So,
yeah. What about you, Rachel?
I agree with everything she said there. Our team is really, truly like a chosen family. I spend more time with our team than I do my family, as she probably does too. I think it's really great the way that, you know, we are all there through the highs and the lows. You know, if you have something to celebrate, your teammates will be there. If you're going through a challenging time or you need help with something, your teammates will be there. Of course, you know, we're all on the team because of our love for rugby, but there's so much more to it than that. You know, just the sisterhood and being supportive of one another. And I think something that I especially love about our team is how just diverse and different we all are. You know, we have people on our team that come from all different backgrounds, that come from all different places in the world, that are all different age ranges, who have very different careers or whatever their life may look like at home. We're all so different and we all bring something different to the table, but we all come together and we all, you know, support each other and lift each other up, whether that's, you know, on game day or when someone needs something or when someone's celebrating something. It's just such a really cool group of people.
So that really leads me to ask you, you know, what initiatives do you think help really promote women's rugby and actually grow the sport? It seems like you're a community in your own, you know, togetherness, but then also you're really reflective of our community here in Toledo and beyond. Let's talk a little bit about that.
I think that being part of the local community and giving part to local organizations are the core of what being part of a nonprofit is all about. We are a rugby team, but at the end of the day, we all are part of the local community. We volunteer at local food pantries. We walk in local parades. We volunteer our time in local community events. I think it's really important for us to have a presence in our community, whether you're a local organization or a person. So it's really helped build our team and our morale and chemistry as a team. I don't know. It's just really important for us to be able to give back to the community that we're in. It's just kind of brought our team closer together as well to be able to do these events in the community as well. So
what advice do you have for someone that's new to women's rugby, that wants to get out and try it? What advice would you give?
I definitely can't say enough just to give it a go. Have fun. Come to practice. We get so excited when someone new joins the team. We just want them to feel welcomed and accepted. We've all been new to something. We've all been new to the sport at some time. It's important to try new things throughout life. So rugby has been so rewarding for me personally. It's like a whole other family away from home. So we kind of want that experience to be there for other people. So we kind of want it to be there for you too. So we definitely want people to give it a go.
We get so many new players who maybe just show up to a practice or an event and they're like, I don't really know anything about rugby, but this seems cool and I want to learn more about it. And I think that sometimes those people end up being, you know, some of the core members of our team. And it's just really neat to see, you know, people just showing up wanting to try something new. And then I think for me personally, like I never would have imagined when I randomly showed up to a practice in 2015, I never imagined that almost 10 years later, I would still be this involved and have seen the team grow so much.
So that being said, has the perception of women's rugby changed over the years? I mean, where do you see it heading in the future? And do you have any really favorite female, you know, rugby players on the USA team? I mean, what kind of motivates you to keep playing rugby and moving the needle?
I see rugby continuing to grow. I think women are so strong in their minds and their bodies. And I think that perception of women continuing to be strong is becoming more and more accepted. And it's okay to be strong. So I think going to just become just a bigger and better sport, the more you see it on TV, the more you see it on different platforms. So I just see it becoming like just a bigger and better sport.
Are there any rugby players that come to mind, any females like Lauren Doyle? I've seen her play before. Do you think those are great role models, obviously, as well for the sport and obviously playing on the USA team. And
yeah, I think that there's a lot of really strong, empowering women throughout rugby who I think have kind of become role models for a lot of us. And like Carol was saying, just, you know, being strong, I think, is kind of like its own movement in itself for women to just feel empowered to do things that maybe throughout history haven't always been seen as a positive. Personally, my favorite rugby player is Ruby Tui. She plays for New Zealand, and I actually went there last year to watch them play in the World Cup Championship match, and I got to watch them win on home turf, which was absolutely a life-changing experience. Yeah, I love the New Zealand team. I follow the USA team too, of course, but they're my other favorite.
Awesome. So what would you say to female athletes that want to try out for the Toledo Celtic women's team, and what advice would you tell them about the inclusivity of the sport? I know you said earlier you are like your own family, and within the community, it's very welcoming. But what do you want to tell ladies out there as we wrap this up and want to continue to learn more and want to come and try out?
I would absolutely recommend that anybody who's interested come and give it a try. You really have nothing to lose and everything to gain. I think that new players would be very surprised to see how much they could benefit from the sport and the, you know, the team membership and the camaraderie. It can definitely feel a bit intimidating when you show up to a practice, and you know, it can be a bit of a complex game to learn, and especially when, you know, you are around so many experienced people who know all the ins and the outs of the rules and have maybe been playing for several years. But we're definitely a very welcoming and inclusive team, and we love having new players, and we're more than happy to teach everybody all of the rules. And I think just with the diversity and different positions on the field at a time, it's really great to have players of all different body shapes and sizes. And it really is, it's just a sport for everybody. There's a place for everybody on our team. And, you know, not only are you going to benefit, you know, the physical aspect of being, you know, active and healthy, there's so much more to benefit from the sport.
Carol, you wanted anything to that as we wrap up?
I think that hippie did such a great job in wrapping that up. But
yes, great,
you know, I just think that there's so much more to rugby than just a sport, especially with this team. We are our own little family, so mm-hmm. I think there's just a lot to it. And I just think that anyone that is interested in trying it out definitely should.
I'd like to thank Rachel and Carol from the Toledo Celtics women's rugby team for joining us today. Rachel and Carol, or hippie, you got game. Thanks to the dedicated and powerful women like the Toledo Celtics rugby team. As they continue to be vibrant locally and globally, our community will continue to thrive with leagues, competitions, and a growing fan base. Tune in next time to Women Got Game. Special thanks to my executive producer, Chris Pfeiffer. Feel free to visit us at wgte.org/womengotgame.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.